Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australians have been advised by the government to reconsider travel to large parts of Mexico following a wave of major cartel violence. So, what's happened? Well, the violence was sparked by a raid on one of the country's most powerful cartel leaders, which led to his death and a fierce retaliation. Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes, known as El Mencho, was the boss of one of the fastest-growing criminal networks in Mexico, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Mexican Defense Minister Ricardo Trevilla says a visit from a romantic partner of the infamous cartel boss led authorities to his hideout. He says while they attempted to raid the premises and capture El Mencho alive, things soon turned violent.
El Mencho has two arrest warrants for organized crime, so we were going to set up a perimeter. We had information from aerial platforms that the personnel were armed, so we were going to apply the federal law on firearms and explosives control to arrest them in the act. So these personnel deployed, and El Mencho's security personnel opened fire against the military personnel.
The cartel leader and two bodyguards fled into a wooded area where they were seriously wounded in a firefight. They were taken into custody but then died in a helicopter on the way to Mexico City. The crime organization responded to El Mencho's death with widespread violence, including blocking roads and setting fire to vehicles. In a different location in Jalisco, soldiers say they also killed another high-ranking cartel member who was allegedly coordinating violence and offering more than $1,000 for every soldier killed. Mexico's Security Minister Omar Garcia Harfuch says 25 National Guard members, one security guard, and one state prosecutor's office employee have been killed in retaliatory attacks.
There were 27 cowardly assaults against authorities. In Jalisco, there were six attacks where, unfortunately, 25 members of the National Guard, one security guard and one from the State Attorney General's office lost their lives. In these incidents, at the hands of these cowardly criminals, one woman lost her life. We counted 30 criminals who also lost their lives in these attacks. In Michoacán, there were 13 attacks where four criminals died and 15 members of law enforcement agencies were injured.
In total, at least 73 people have died in the raid and the violent aftermath. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel is primarily known for trafficking fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine to the United States and staging brazen attacks against Mexican government officials. Mexico City residents say they are grateful for the actions of authorities, but also fear it's exposed them to more violence.
On the one hand, it's definitely a strong blow to organized crime. However, we also have to recognize that the damage they cause us as citizens is huge. For example, there are curfews, buses being burned. It's really unfortunate what's happening, and we hope the authorities soon take control of the situation.
U.S. tourist Ryan Davis, who was on holiday with his boyfriend in Puerto Vallarta, says he was awoken by blasts but assumed they were fireworks at first.
When we woke up and we heard the initial things, our first thought was they were fireworks, and it wasn't until the text started coming in that we realized what was happening.
U.S. traveler Natalie Baluccia, a 28-year-old from New York, says she spent the past 24 hours watching smoke rise in the distance. She says she fears the cartel could target Americans after news spread that the U.S. were involved with the raid on El Mencho.
It is definitely really scary. I hope that it ends soon. This is supposed to be like a vacation, a sanctuary where everything is peaceful. And then now it's like I'm currently in a war zone. So that is really nerve-wracking. I do feel like more of a target knowing that we are involved. And I feel like the cartel is a little angry that the U.S. is involved. So I'm scared that I'm going to be targeted more. I think that we should have been warned in some sort of way.
But Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says the operation to seize the drug lord was carried out by Mexican forces alone, with the U.S. only providing information.
All operations are carried out by federal forces. There is no U.S. participation in the operation. In this case, the U.S. government provided information and even issued an intelligence statement, but the entire operation from planning onwards is the responsibility of federal forces, in this case, the Ministry of National Defense.
Ms. Sheinbaum also says blockades on major roads created by the cartel have now been cleared. Mexican authorities have deployed an additional 2,000 military troops to the western state of Jalisco in an effort to get lingering violence under control. Sam Dover, SBS News.